discussing the fire ain't, and I said, well, I'll tell you, they're good for one thing, and some of them looked at me just like they thought I was crazy. And I said, well, they'll destroy the ticks. And some of them sort of laughed about it, made fun of him, and Sexton said, well, I bet he knows what he's talking about. I said, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I said, the ticks had been so bad in my pasture that you couldn't hardly go down there without getting wrapped up in them. And I said, them old fire ants, I'll get them old speck back ticks and gone with it. I said, they sure destroyed them, but now there's a, they brought on what they call an armadillo in here then, now to kill the fire ants. So he's dig a hole in under your house, or your barn, your lot, your crib, or in your garden. And he's really worse than the fire ants. Okay. Now I fight the fire ants around the house, about him right around. I get, I don't got no ant bait up there, I don't believe now. But I find a nest of them, you pour gas on them. Find a nest of them and pour gas on them and kill them. I don't fight them much, unless they get around the house or around the yard. Of course, now no better care than I take of everything around here. I don't know. I don't care. I ain't got no desire to live. I've been here my time, and I've got nothing now to make me want to live. I'm not hungry. And I can buy anything I want, take a notion I want to eat. And I reckon I'm in pretty good health, considering my age. But I ain't got nothing encouraging to make me want to live, stay here.
Are you able to do any kind of work or anything like that?
No. I can drive to Butler, my car, when you have to go to Butler. And that's kind of again the doctor's orders.
Right.
But how you going to help it? You got nobody else to drive for you, and you got to have medicine, you got to have a little something to eat, and you got your little bills to tend to, and sit you your garbage, and it cost us $3 a week, a month. Got out a little bit of garbage, and I don't have enough cow to the road on every other week. Every second Wednesday, I take it out there, and they come by and pick it up.
Yes.
That's when they pick up through here. And no more than I have, I don't even go out there. I'll never put it in bags, you know, and take it out there.
Yeah. Talking about insects, what about these insects that are bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Moss. I bought me a little bag of moss balls here a while back and put in pockets and around a lot of stuff in there. My second wife's clothes. She had lots of clothes and children carried off everything they could carry in four cars when they left here, she put away, but they left her clothes in there, and I got some of the ladies to come here and put them up. And I figured Mars again.
Did you know, at night sometimes, these street lights that you see, sometimes you'll see these insects just flying
around. Lightning bug. Mm-hmm. Lightning bug, yeah. You see them sometimes.
They just kind of blink on and off.
Yeah, yeah. And I hadn't seen very few of them this year from some cold. I don't know why. Where it's been so hot. What?
I hadn't seen those things.
One thing, I've not been out at dark. I can't get around when it gets dark. I usually get in my den.
Right. When you were a boy, did you ever go around with a jar and catch those?
No, I never did do that. I know boys did do it, but I never did fool them. I just wasn't turning like that somehow.
Yeah. Did, you know, sometimes